Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you for the gift of thy Son. We praise you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, that redeems us from all sin. Praise the Lord. Aren't you grateful this evening for the blood of Jesus Christ? I don't know, while he was singing that song, my mind ran back 33 years ago, when my sins were all washed away with the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. And since that time, I've seen that blood cleanse the sins of men and women over and over and over again. My heart was so touched as I got a fresh glimpse of Calvary and my Savior hanging there and the blood flowing from his wrist and his brow and his side and his feet. And I recognized so many that were there present that day didn't recognize that that was the blood that was being shed for the sins of all the world. Hallelujah. They thought it was just the blood of another man, but it was the blood of the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. The little children that gathered that day on Golgotha's hill with their parents and all the curiosity seekers, they saw no difference in the blood of Jesus than the thieves on the left and the right-hand side. To them, it was all just human blood. Perhaps the sight of the blood made some sick, but they saw no difference. But oh, what a difference it was. Hallelujah to God. And though that blood that flowed from that center cross may have mingled with the blood that was shed on the other two crosses, there was a distinction. That was the blood that was carried to God and offered to him as the sacrifice for our sins. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm thrilled tonight that my heart has not grown hardened to the gospel message of Calvary. My heart has not grown hardened to hearing the song sung about Jesus and Calvary. Neither is my heart hardened to that we're about to do tonight. I don't feel like that I ever want to get to the place that I consider this just another service. But I want to recognize it as a unique service that we're honored to be able to participate in. In Exodus, the 12th chapter, when Moses had commanded the children of Israel to prepare for the Passover, told them how they were to partake that night of the lamb that they had set aside that was to be slain, the lamb without blemish, and how the blood of this lamb was to be applied to the doorpost of their home, how they were to eat of that lamb that night with bitter herbs and unleavened bread. They would eat it with their loins girt about and with their sandals on and with their staff in their hand, and they would eat it with haste. And he was telling them that they were to stay inside their house because on that night the death angel would pass over. And as the death angel passed through Egypt that night, when he saw the blood that had been applied to the doorpost of the house, he would pass over that house and not visit it with death. But those where the blood was not applied, he would visit those home, and the firstborn of both man and beast would be killed or would die that night. Tragic scene. But I thought about what a security those inside the doors of those homes must have felt. As they recognized that in obedience and by faith they had slain their lamb and took the blood of that lamb and applied it to the doorpost of the house. Now all that was necessary for them to do is to wait in faith, believing that that death angel would pass over them because they had obeyed God's command. What a scene that was that night. And I'm encouraged and pushed toward that direction to preach along those lines before long. But I don't have time in this service tonight, but it brings back such memories. And oh, what a night it was. A night sometimes of wailing for others, a night of celebration for others. But in reviewing this, when he got through giving them the commission, he instructed the children of Israel this way in verse 24. And he said, "You shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever, this Passover feast. And it shall come to pass when you come to the land which the Lord will give you according to as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service, this Passover feast. You will continue to commemorate it. You will not let this service die. But as you go into the land of promise, the place that God has promised you, you will continually have this service with you." In verse 26 it says, "And it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, what mean you by this service? There will come a time," he said, "when you're in the promised land, when you have the Passover feast and you have this particular service, that your children are going to walk up to you and say, Dad, what do we mean by this service? Why are we eating unleavened bread and bitter herbs? And why have we slain a lamb? What's the meaning of all of this? We don't understand." And then it says that they have been commissioned in verse 27, "that ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of the Lord's Passover who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses, and the people bowed the head and worshiped." I want us to ask this question tonight to ourselves. What does this service mean to us? I thought about doing this. I thought about asking different people from this congregation to come up here tonight and stand where I'm standing and express to the people that are out there what this service means to you. I believe every believer is under obligation from God and responsibility to know the meaning of this service. I believe believers ought to know and be able to defend and explain our services. I believe every Christian mom and dad that's in this service tonight ought to be able to tell your children what is the meaning of this service. If your child was to approach you tonight and ask you, "What does this service mean?" how would you explain it to them? What would you say to them if some outsider were to approach some adult in this church and say to you, "What do you mean by this service?" If you could come and stand where I'm standing tonight, what would you and how would you express yourself to the meaning of this service? What does this service mean to you? What does it mean to you? You see, if it doesn't mean something to you, we've missed it. It means something to me, but it ought to mean something also to you. It ought to mean something to every believer, every Christian. As I thought about what this service means to me, I'd like to share with you what it means to me. Not as a preacher, but as a believer, as a born-again Christian. And any one of you, any layman out there tonight, ought to be able to come and tell people what the communion service is for, what it means. First of all, I want to say this service means an opportunity for me to think about Jesus in a very special way. That's why I don't like to prepare a sermon for this particular service. I always wanted to be just zeroed on Jesus, and I want my whole mind to be upon Him. So this service gives me an opportunity tonight to think specially upon Jesus. All my thoughts can be on Jesus. I love you. I love the lost. I love missionaries. I know my responsibilities to reach the lost and the dying. But tonight, this service means that I can just think about Jesus. For that's the whole purpose of it. This new in remembrance of me. I have an opportunity to join with you tonight to remember Jesus in a very special way. I think of His life. I think of His death. I think of His resurrection, and I think of His coming. Is that what it means to you? Does it mean to you a very special occasion and a very special service when you can just think about Jesus? Is that the way you would tell your children? You know how you have to talk to children. Would you look at your child and say, now, this service is a time when we come together when we're going to remember Jesus. That sounds so simple and childlike, but that's the way it is. That's what it's for. It's just for us to remember Jesus. Another thing about this service is another meaning it has for me is that it gives me an opportunity to witness to my faith in the atonement of Jesus Christ. It gives me a chance to witness to the fact that I believe that He died and shed His blood to save me. Me, Jack Dial. And my partaking of the Lord's Supper tonight is my way of witnessing to other people that I believe it. I believe that Jesus Christ died on Calvary. I believe that He died for me. I believe that He shed His blood for me. It means an opportunity for me to witness. And then there's another meaning of this service for me. It gives me the privilege of obeying a command from the Lord. When we don't have communion, and when churches don't celebrate the Lord's Supper on a regular basis, we're not giving people an opportunity to obey the Lord. It's like preaching the gospel and then not giving people an opportunity to be saved. It's like preaching the baptism and not giving people an opportunity to be filled with the Holy Ghost. But I consider this service as an opportunity and a privilege for me to obey the commandment of the Lord when He said, this do, this do, this do. And so I have the privilege of obeying the Lord tonight. And I want you to know, I think it's a great privilege to obey the Lord. He said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Why do people want Him, call Him Lord, Lord, and never come to a communion service? Never partake of the Lord's table? Unique and significant opportunity of being with the family of God, you, my spiritual family, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to be with you in a common way, in a united way as we gather around the Lord's table. There's always something precious to me about gathering with my family around the Lord's table. I enjoy being with you just sitting around there. There's no big I's and little U's at the Lord's table. It's the Lord's table. It's not my table. It's His table. I didn't have to prepare the table. Thank God He made all the provisions. Amen. I didn't provide for it. God did. He provided for this table. And I'm like you. I just come as a member of the family of God to gather around the Lord's table to partake of what He has furnished for us. And what a joy that is. Is to be able to gather around the Lord's table with the family of God. There's another meaning to this service that I think sometimes we forget. It gives us the opportunity and to examine ourselves. It gives me some time to examine my life, because I recognize the Bible says a man ought to examine himself before he partakes of the Lord's table, unless he eat and drink damnation to himself. And so this service is a time of personal examination for Jack Dye. It's not my opportunity or my time to examine you. I can't examine you, and you can't examine me here. I have to turn God's searchlight into my own life. And I have to ask myself some questions. Is there anything in my life that would hinder me from partaking of the Lord's table? Is there any unconfessed sin? Is there any attitude? Is there any problem that I'm faced with in my life that would hinder me from being able to take? And in the process of examining my own life, I made the cry out and thank God for His mercy and His grace. Examination is so important in the service. I don't know why we get so caught up sometimes and look at the other person when really it's a personal thing. Let a man examine himself, he said. Let a man examine himself. And so this service gives each one of us a unique opportunity and brings with it the responsibility of personal examination. I believe if there's ever been a time that God's people need services where we do some self-examination, it's the day in which we're living in. We really do. And that's not something we want to do, but we need to do. And then there's another meaning to this service to me. It means it's an opportunity for me to be filled with thanksgiving for all the Lord has done for me, and especially be grateful that He gave His life that I might have life. We've just observed Thanksgiving. Now we've come through Thanksgiving season, and I'm sure that all of us have tried to remind ourselves of so many things to be thankful for, and especially after the sermon that preceded Thanksgiving on not murmuring. I'm sure you didn't murmur during the holidays, and I'm sure that you were filled with gratitude, and you thought about many, many things to be thankful for, but of all the things we could be thankful for, we ought to be thankful for the fact that God gave His Son that we might have life and have life more abundantly. Across this congregation now, I ask you, why? What mean ye? What kind of meaning does this service have for you? We're not here just to fill up an hour. It's not a ritual for me. It's not a formality to me, but it's a service. It's a meaningful service. It's something that I believe that's going to enrich and bless my life. I look to be blessed spiritually from partaking of the Lord's Supper. I look to be blessed physically. I look to be blessed materially for coming to the Lord's table. My life is going to be enriched. Oh, what a service. What a joy it must have been for the parents of these little Hebrew children to explain to them the meaning of Passover. Many of you have your children sitting with you tonight. And you parents bear the responsibility of being able to instruct your children and tell your children the meaning of this service. You need to know. You need to be informed. You need to be able to explain the meaning of this table. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? Father, we thank You in the name of Jesus for the opportunity and the privilege that is ours now to come to this service. Oh Lord, we recognize it as a service of remembrance, a service of examination, a service of fellowship, a service, dear God, of rededication, of consecration, of renewal, of reviving, a service of personal examination. We recognize it as a service that we're performing tonight in obedience to your word. We thank you, Lord, for the rich and blessed meaning of this service. And I would pray that now, that as we get ready to partake, that your mighty presence would saturate this place. And that every man, woman, boy, or girl that sits here tonight to partake, that this service will have special meaning in their life. Lord, we are believing you to do great and mighty things in this service. And what a joy it is as your people to be able to participate and partake. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Would you just meditate for a few moments with us on this service? On this service. And what it means to you. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let this be a meaningful service tonight. Oh, Spirit of the living God, come down in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. While our eyes are closed and our heads are bowed and we're considering the meaning of this service, could we sing together, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Turn your eyes upon Jesus." Could we do that right now? While heads are bowed and eyes are closed.
Upon Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Look full in his wonder.
The meaning of the service is to turn our eyes toward Jesus.
And the things
to turn our eyes toward Jesus.
They will grow strangely dim in the light.
The purpose of this service, in a nutshell, is to turn every man's heart and mind toward Jesus. Toward Jesus.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face.
Those that are going to serve the congregation, would you come and take your place? Would you please come at this time?
They will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
We'd like to invite every believer to partake with us tonight. You don't have to be a member of this church. If you're a member of the family of God, then you're welcome to partake. We'd like for everybody to wait till everybody is served. While you're being served and while you hold the emblems in your hand, it gives you an opportunity to consider that you hold in your hand, that represents the body of Christ which was broken for you, that which represents the blood of Christ that was shed for you. As you ponder and meditate on these things, your heart and your mind shall be drawn closer to Him. Let this service have some meaning to you in your life tonight in a very special way. My prayer is this evening that more than at any other time in your life, in every communion service you've ever had a part in, that this would be the most meaningful in your life. A time of enrichment, a time of blessing, a time of feeling the strength and power of God flow through your life as you partake. You may serve our ushers, they may serve the congregation as Brother David leads us continually in courses. Amen.
The things of earth, they will grow strangely near.
Thank you, Lord.
In the light of His glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
And grace.
Praise you, Lord.
And I exalt Thee. I exalt Thee. I exalt Thee. Oh, Lord. I exalt Thee. Hallelujah.
You hold in your hand as you consider what these things represent that you hold in your hand. Let it stir within your innermost being a sense of gratitude and humility. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Praise your Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Nearly 2,000 years ago, Jesus sat in an upper room on the night before he was crucified with his disciples. In that room with him that night, there was one that would betray him. Jesus knew who it was. In that room with them that night was one that would doubt him, another that would deny him. All of them would be scattered abroad. But Jesus loved them, was concerned about them, and spoke great words of peace and comfort to them on that night. And on that very night, he began a new covenant with his people. He instituted what we now call the Lord's Supper. And as believers and as Christians, we don't commemorate the Passover, but the Lord's Supper. We're reminded tonight of him and his sacrifice. And out of the deep of his heart, he said, I want you to do this. And I want you to do it just to remember me. Just to remember me, I want you to do this. Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Horiambabakushatai. Horilebokusatayilibriambasatai. Thank you, dear God, for the gift of thy Son. Thank you, dear God, for that we're about to partake of tonight. Thank you, dear God, from the deep of our spirit and soul. All thy blessings be upon all of us tonight, dear God. And may we receive from this service everything, dear God, you intended for us to receive from this service. It is no ritual or formality with us, but it is a meaningful experience for us. Every time we come to the Lord's table, it is an experience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Shall we do that now in remembrance of him? Hallelujah. In remembrance of him. In remembrance of him. Hallelujah. After the same manner also, he took the cup. when he had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." Shall we partake? Amen. Hallelujah. 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 What does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to you? Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Oh, glory. 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 Hallelujah. What does it mean to you? Thank God. Thank God. Will you stand with us as we sing the chorus that she's playing now? Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the
Lord. Jesus. Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all
without timidity and shame, just say, "Jesus, I love you." Would you say that? "Jesus, I love you." Would you say it again? "Jesus, I love you." Would you say it again? "Jesus, I love you." Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Would you join hands with your brothers and sisters of the Lord all across the aisle, making one united body of believers together. United we are together, thank God. And we will sing together now as united in heart and mind. We're on holy ground because we're at the Lord's table. Amen.
We're on holy ground.
We are brothers and
we're
sisters
standing on holy ground.
Yes, he's present.
Where he is,
listen to the words.
Holy,
because he is present, we're on holy ground.
We're on holy ground.
Hallelujah to God.
We're standing on holy ground.
Hold it up.
bread but, and where he is, is holy.
I say unto thee this night, my people, thou art a blessed people. Thou art a blessed people because thou dost rest beneath my arms. Thou art a blessed people because I am with thee. I never leave thee nor forsake thee. Thou art a blessed people because thou dost know the name of my son. Thou art blessed because I have given thee the authority to use that name. Thou art blessed because thou can use that name against the foe of thine soul. Thou art blessed because thou can use that name to call upon me. For I have said, ask it in his name, and I will do it. Thou art blessed because thou art able to use that name to cast out devils and to heal diseases. Thou art blessed because thou art a people that know there is no other name given under heaven whereby men might be saved except in the name of my son Jesus. Thou art blessed. Thou art blessed. Thou art blessed. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Spirit of God, flowing over this congregation, uniting our hearts and minds in unity. In one mind and one chord, we come to thy table tonight. Hallelujah. Praise thy holy, wonderful, glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more time before we go, let's sing, Brother David, that song, and I exalt thee, I exalt. Now I want everybody here to sing it. I want everybody to do it. The whole purpose of this service is to exalt Jesus, to exalt Jesus, to exalt Jesus.